This is the January 21st open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask the recording secretary, Richard Zill, to take the roll.
Mr. Chairman, I think you're in the past. This is February.
Did I say January?
Yeah.
Do that again. This is the February 21st meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Richard, would you take the roll, please?
Okay, it's 8:38 when we started this. Right, no, 9:38 Eastern. Getting these bugs worked out. Who's first? Sharon McNear?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Drea Turner? Joe Gonzalez?
Here.
John O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Maurice? Can't hear you, Summer. Rico Ross?
Present.
Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Alberto Lorero? Alberto?
I'm present.
Okay. George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzel here. Mia Bediaco?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jennifer Jagger?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson, I can't hear you, Alonzo, if you're there. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kimmery Orendorf? Kimmery? Maury? Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
Here.
Edwin Gaza?
Yeah.
Arlene Engelberg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Oh, thank you. Present.
And Ricardo DeAnda. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum, and I would like to make a motion in regard to the agenda.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed,
agenda approval. You're in line to do that, Richard. What's your motion?
I'd like to refer the two finance-related items in new business to the National Finance Committee.
Second. Well, you can do that. You can do that if they're on the agenda, but you can't refer them if they're not. So I would say that that's out of order. Wait until we get to them, and it's time to refer them at that time.
You can't refer them in agenda approval?
No.
Mr. Chair,
Sean, for an agenda. I heard Campbell first and then Sean.
No problem. Yes, I think there's some possible miscommunication with regard to the code for this call. And I think that, you know, several of my colleagues may not have gotten the right code, and I would like to have a pause for a moment to see if they are who were on before, but they aren't on the call now.
The code was correct in the message that was sent out by John earlier, and it was correct in the message that I sent out earlier as well. So if they're not on, I don't think it's because the code wasn't correct.
I'm
going to deny that.
Okay, Marcel, you're
on with the agenda approval. Okay. Sean, you're next.
Yeah,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
the code did seem to be a bit confusing on some of the notices. It was one number, and then on the old number, and then on others it was a new number.
As far as I know from John, the number on the open session didn't change. The number on the executive session was put out incorrectly, but the number for the open session is what it's actually always been, so I don't think there's any problem.
No, it's not.
The open session used to be 4444, the last four digits.
That's right.
And now they're not. So both numbers Campbell, did change.
Can you call the people, Campbell, and ensure they're...
I'm going to move that we continue. I do know that the message that was sent out, the last one, by John was correct. And it may not have been the 444 from the earliest one, but it's a working code.
Well, if I may just say, some of us don't have immediate access to computers the same day of the meeting. It's really imperative that whatever be sent out ahead of time, because some people could have gotten lost because they thought they had the code correct.
Mr. Chair, I think you are right that the messages that were sent out were correct, but the numbers were changed. And for me, I wasn't at my computer at first, and I was just dialing it in by memory, and I couldn't get it. And some people may be in the same situation. But I think you're correct.
Okay, so I think, I'm not sure who that was, but I think it's a good idea if we send the announcement out, say, 2 days earlier.
That would be helpful.
Okay. Hello, okay, this is Marcel. I just want to let you know that Kimberly's trying to dial in now.
Okay, good. Sean, you had something to say about this.
Yeah, due to the fact that many of our committees have not met yet and they're not finalized till April, I think it would be best to strike from this agenda committee reports at this point and take them up in April.
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, it's struck. Any other? I have a change to the agenda, actually, that I want to make.
Josh,
we need.
Exactly.
We need to let National Office know when we're going to have the in-person meetings. It's important for them to be able to make reservations as far in advance as we can. You get a better price for doing that. And so I would like to add to the agenda as the first item of unfinished business, setting the dates for the next three in-person meetings. Now, the one that's really critical is the one in April. We have about 7 weeks to get till that, and we need to begin doing that, making those reservations as soon as possible. So can I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
And a second. Is there any objection to putting that in as the first item of unfinished business? Good. Hearing none.
Mr. Chair. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
George?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
I'm not able to look at the agenda. Did you add the motion that I sent about committee meetings?
No, Kathy. In fact, I didn't see it. Did you send it in time?
Yeah, I sent it a while back, but probably in the context of a letter, so well, I'd like to add a motion to the agenda.
Let me sort of dig it up.
Hard to hear, Kathy. Could you repeat, please? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Kathy, give me something of your email address so I can look it up.
It's K Davis WBAI.
That's good. What was it called?
I don't know. I don't send that many letters. It would have been the last thing I sent.
Did you send it to the PMB?
Mm-hmm. But it was in the context
of the conflict on committee meetings.
Okay, and you did send it before a week ago. Is that correct?
I don't know if I did.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, then I would like to add it to the agenda.
Yeah, could you just quote or read the amendment, Kathy?
Yeah, I can just read it.
And then
George, is it appropriate to read it?
Yes.
Okay. Be it moved that PNB committees not double up on meeting dates. Once a committee has been scheduled, that date will be allowed to stand uncontested by additional committee meetings.
Okay.
Please resend that, Kathy, so that I can put it down for work.
Mm-hmm.
If it helps,
so I'm
Kathy,
put that...
I did see that earlier.
What's that?
I did see that earlier.
Okay. I'm going to assume that was actually sent in time.
Yes, it was.
Okay, good. Then we'll put it as the third item on new business.
Mr.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes. If there's no objection, it should have been there in any case. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we'll do that, Kathy. Yeah, Campbell.
Yes. I sent in the resolution for the revenue strategy, along with several attachments, and I don't know what happened to them. Is there a monitor on the Yahoo group?
Where did you send them?
I sent it to the Pacifica address.
I got it, and I forwarded it to the Pacifica board again. I presume everybody's got it at least twice.
I haven't seen it on my computer.
It's on mine right now.
Oh, okay, because I sent it a second time just to make sure.
Okay.
It came from George this evening.
So I believe we have that. Okay, is there any other suggestions for agenda changes?
Yes.
So this is Bill.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Campbell, go ahead. And then
yes, I think this would go under unfinished business. There was no motion to accept the CFO's report at the annual meeting.
Is that right?
What? We usually don't have motions to do that. There was no such motion.
Doesn't the CFO's report for the annual meeting include the budget?
They usually present it separately. So we usually don't have a motion to approve a CFO budget.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, we're going to have a report from the CFO on this executive, on this meeting. And it'll be more up to date than that, and I would suggest that we just go with that. I mean, I don't know that we didn't do it. I don't know that we're supposed to do it, but I don't know how we can do it now. We don't even have it in front of us.
Well, just for the record.
Okay.
I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
I said
George. Information.
George, any objections?
Bill from the SAC.
Leslie?
Yes.
Yes. Would you specify, you said we were not undertaking any motions from the committees today. Would you specify which ones those are?
There are
no
committee reports. There were no committees that wanted to make motions. I know that.
So we're still doing the pending committee motions, but not new motions. I'm confused.
Right. That's right. That's right. It's item.
Item six. Item six.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so all the pending motions are still on the
agenda. None of that. All of unfinished business is still unfinished.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Yes, we have a motion on the floor to accept the agenda as moved. I heard
a point of information.
I believe it was Bill. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I disconnected myself. Well, what happened to Richard's motion to refer the two financial reporting motions to the Finance Committee?
I ruled it out of order.
Okay.
Could you explain why, Mr. Chair, you ruled it out of order and how?
Well, because it was a motion that could be made when you were considering the motion, but you can't make it as a from the when you're considering agenda approval.
Thank you.
Okay, so is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yes, discussions.
Yes.
Yes, since we didn't cover the legal input that we were supposed to get in the closed session, I believe that the item numeral 3B1, the governance committee motions, should be referred back to the committees, back to that committee.
But for the same reason, it's not appropriate agenda approval. You can make that motion when it comes up.
But
the motion to referral has to be done when you've got something to refer in front of you.
But it should be out of order because the attorney's report was missing.
I call the question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, call the question on approving the agenda.
This is true, but it's not. That's not a condition for having a motion on the agenda. You might want to argue it as a condition for referring it, or not considering it, or postponing it. But that's not a reason to take something off the agenda.
Call the question, sir.
Is there any objection to going? Is there any further objection to the motion itself to approve the agenda? Okay, good. Hearing none, the agenda has been approved. The next item would be approval of minutes. Do we have minutes, Richard?
Yes, I originally sent them out on February the 11th, and sent them out again today. They're the open session minutes for the in-person meeting in Washington on January 29th through 31st.
Excellent. Thanks for getting them to us promptly. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the
Washington, D.C. PNB meeting?
I have a correction to the minutes.
Okay, well, the motion's in. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, great. Leslie, what's your correction?
Under 2, auditor's report, my motion was to immediately add the signatures of the ED and the CFO to the Schwab account. It now reads the new bank account.
What page is that?
Let's see, page 7 of 9.
Okay.
So that change has been accepted? Okay.
And only change there is change from new bank to Schwab. Isn't that the same thing? Okay.
Question, did the minutes come from Richard or some other source?
No, they come from Richard. He's the recording secretary.
I don't see them in my inbox.
Who speaks?
This is Campbell.
Campbell, I sent him out on February the 11th, and I sent him again today.
I just finished looking at it today and didn't see.
George, I have a slight correction.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's I read it already. Where I acknowledge Haiti, Richard. The name of the song is Haiti, I'm sorry. I think you just left out Haiti. I'm doing it from memory.
In acknowledgement?
On Sunday, huh?
In acknowledgement?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Richard, for whatever reason, I didn't get minutes either.
I can't answer that, folks. In yours, Nia, where is the correction?
It's honoring the song. It says, I think you have just, I'm sorry. The actual name of the song is Haiti, I'm sorry.
Haiti, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, are there any other corrections to the minutes?
Yes, this is Jim Bennett. I have a correction.
Okay, Jim, good.
I note that I am classified as absent from the meeting. I would like to change that to
excused absence because I did inform the PNB that because of a fundraising conflict at the station that I worked for, WMNF, I could not attend the meeting, and I listened on the phone, and I know that I could not participate, but I was there the whole meeting. So I'd like to change that to excused absence.
Okay, I'll mark it up.
I think, actually, we have to approve an excused absence, so I'm not entirely sure about it. But let me just, I'm sure there's no objection, so let me just do that right now. Is there any objection to approving an excused absence for Jim for that meeting? Okay, hearing none, make the change.
Richard, could you send the minutes again, please, to me?
Which is Campbell?
Campbell, yeah.
For others, I got them at 2:44 p.m. in Central Time.
Yeah,
I may not be able to do it. The computer's not working, but
I'll send them to the entire PNB again.
Seven.
Bill for the sack.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
I was going to let Campbell know that your email may be bouncing. I got a bounce from you twice yesterday.
Yeah, no, I've had to. The box had gotten full, and I've emptied it out.
Okay.
So I'm check. Not emptied it totally, but
check,
you know,
check.
I just sent it again. So if it's working now, you should get it within a moment or two.
Okay, thank you.
Also, Campbell.
Yeah.
Check your spam, because if anything bounces, it's going to bounce into your spam as if it keeps coming from the same address.
Ah, okay.
So
I get other emails from Richard.
Well, I'm just saying it probably bounced. If it was full, it'll bounce into your spam also.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, is there any other changes to the minutes? Okay, we have a motion to approve. Is there any objection to approving the minutes as amended? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as amended. We now have a five-minute period for acknowledgments, and I'd like to begin. I'd like to thank John and Otis, John Almella and Otis McClay, for a fine job on putting together the website for use of the committees. All the addresses are up there. You can get it off of KPFTX, and I understand also that they're about to migrate it to the Pacifica website with a new server, and so. Thanks very much for making that possible. It's been very effective in moving forward business. Anyone else for acknowledgments?
Yes, Nia George.
I think I heard Leslie and then Nia. Is that right?
Leslie, this one.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
LaVarne?
Yeah.
Nia, then LaVarne.
Okay. I'd like to acknowledge Lynn Stewart. Everyone knows who Lynn is, who's still in captivity, and she's now gotten her correct medication. So it's still a constant struggle for Lynn, I mean, personally, professionally, medically. So I'm just asking everybody to keep Lynn in their thoughts. Thank you.
LaVarne?
Yeah, this is just basically to acknowledge all the listeners and the stations who are in fund drive at this time, and that we know it's sort of a stressful time of year because, in D.C., of course, because of the weather and the station here being people not being able to go home during the drive and having to actually stop the drive and restart. And also, again, to the other the staff at the other station who have, like, put in a lot of time and have kind of weathered the storm and just would like to encourage them, number one, to keep doing, you know, producing good radio and to keep up the good spirit in order to make these drives successful here, and that regardless of the results, that, you know, you'll have another opportunity to do even better. So I just want to tell the stations and the listeners to thank you very much to keep up the good work.
Anyone else for acknowledgement?
Yes, Kim Marie from WPFW.
Kim Marie.
I'd like to acknowledge our staff that stayed in town during the snowstorm also, and they stayed at hotels, and also want to acknowledge one of our programmers that did an 11-hour shift. He did his shift, he covered my shift, and then he covered the Saturday morning grid also. up until 11 o'clock, and his name is Rasta Punch, R-A-S-T-A-P-U-N-C-H.
Thank you. Thank you for spelling
that for me. I'm serious about it. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Anyone else for acknowledgments? Okay, hearing done.
George, this is Alonzo. I'm looking at the agenda here. It looks like you called a roll call again. Is that correct?
I called a roll call for the open session. Yes.
Okay, well, this is Alonzo. I didn't say anything.
Okay. Richard, you got that?
Got it.
Okay. The next item is unfinished business, and the first item that we put on just recently, just a moment ago, was to select the dates for the next three in-person meetings. Afia, you would you move those dates and motivate the motion?
Okay. I move that the next three in-person meetings be held the weekend of April 16th through the 18th, July 16th through the 18th, and October 1st through the 3rd. That's Los Angeles, Berkeley, and New York, respectively. It's our belief that folk on the board are financially better situated in the middle of the month than the beginning, or especially the end. So in sense, being sensitive to that concern, we try to schedule as many as possible in the middle of the month. To do that for the month of September would have been too short a notice, and since it's the month in which the budget are at least theoretically to be approved, we thought that maximal time would serve us best.
Okay. Second for that.
Second.
Good. Is there any objection to those dates in that motion?
This is Jim. I cannot make the April date suggested for Los Angeles.
Oh, my.
I could do April 2nd through the 4th or April 30th to May 2nd.
April 2nd to the 4th is Easter. Some of us have families.
Right. I can't. The other weeks I have a conflict in the month. So.
Sundays are bad enough.
Please. There's only one person speaking at a time. And is there anyone else who can't make it on those dates?
Madam Mr. Chair, Rico.
Yeah.
Only for April.
I would motivate for the last weekend in April, or the following one after that.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Mr. Chair, I'd like to point out that Rico is our coordinating committee member, and if he can't make it that weekend, we have a problem here.
I would like to second Summer's motion for the last weekend in April.
Yes.
I didn't hear that, Summer. You made a motion to
I said
move it to
the last weekend in April.
Is there any objection to that?
Objection.
Oh, because it's the end of the month, right?
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? It's really
end of the month.
Not a whole lot to discuss, but we'll take discussion if we need it. Does anyone want to discuss this?
Well, this is Sean.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to reemphasize that those of us who work on a low-income budget find the end of the month very stressful, and if maybe I should amend this to say, if you're going to insist on end of the month meetings, there should be a stipend for all board members because those of us that operate on a low income find it very difficult to participate fully at the end of the month and eat while we're doing it. Thank you.
And I second that. This is Kimmery from Washington, and right now I'm also dealing with a Social Security issue with my foot, and so I have limited income. And once my first monthly income comes in, it's going towards boarding where I'm staying. So I need to try to make sure that if I can make the meetings that are going to be out of town, being a new board member, I just need to be able to be afforded to get there.
This is summer. I think we should have stipends anyway. It's ridiculous to have people going hungry at out-of-town meetings, or in-town meetings for that matter. But what about the first weekend of May? Would that be more accommodating to the local coordinating committee member? And still, I mean, we bumped them all down a couple of weeks?
We have a motion on the floor for the 30th. The original motion was for the 16th or the 18th. I forget which exactly. Does someone want to make yet another amendment?
Yes, I mean, I think in consideration, I had forgotten for a moment, you know, first weekend of May, and that moves the other meetings down by a couple of weeks also. But
okay.
Does that put us on Mother's Day or something awful like that?
Mr. Chair, I think she just amended her own motion.
Well,
she didn't get a second on that first time. So, you know, her motion is.
I was just asking for a second.
I'm happy to second that as long as it's the beginning of the month.
Okay, so we have two amendments to the motion on the board. Can we vote on these?
Mr. Chair, can I say something about the July meeting, or we're just talking about the April meeting?
This is the April meeting. Let's get this handled first.
Okay. And can I ask one point of information?
George, a point of information. I thought Summer said, what I seconded for Summer was April, was it April, last weekend in April going into May, right?
Right.
Yes.
But then that brings up issues for people on fixed incomes, which I hadn't thought of for a moment. You know.
I thought there was
last weekend in April.
It changes to the first weekend in May.
Right.
The last weekend in April is also the same as the first weekend in May.
I was hoping
April
somebody could look
30th.
At a calendar.
Exactly. It goes from April 30th to May 2nd. So I thought maybe that's right. Maybe people weren't looking. That's what it is. April 30th through May 2nd.
Exactly.
Well, I got news. Mr. Chairman, may I speak?
Yes.
Yeah, there are many of us who don't get paid or get our checks for disability till the 3rd, so
okay.
That's not helpful.
May I ask LaVarne, at the last meeting, the stipends for food and such were handed out a couple of days into the meeting, pretty much after the meeting.
Yes.
Would it be possible to
they
do
were?
That before the meeting so that people who are on low incomes actually have money in their pocket when they get there?
Hmm. Oh, I can do it, but I think the stipends were handed out when we had that meeting in Arlene's office. Was that better? Yes, than I? People had been going hungry for 2 days. It was really problematic, and it
was.
Oh,
yeah, it was late.
Absolutely, we can do that. There was I didn't bring the money with me, so we had to rely on WPFW to loan us the money in order to distribute it as we had promised to do. But next time in LA, I will bring it with me.
Okay, so that should handle the issue. The
okay.
airfare is all paid for,
yes.
And the hotel is paid for, and if the food is paid for, it seems to me that sort of shouldn't be a problem.
All right, so is that an amendment to the
well, we have the
April
agreement for...
April 30th, May...
Well, that would be the, yeah.
Is that an amendment with stipends?
It doesn't have to be an amendment. We have LaVarne's promise that it's going to be there, so it should affect how you vote on this. But
that's a point of information. I thank you for answering the question, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise, I'll have to go to Plan B.
George,
I'm sorry.
Leslie, I also have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at a calendar here, and I was wondering if the 23rd, 24th, 25th is too close to the end of the month for folks.
Yes, it is.
I thought we handled this end of the month question. Shouldn't
cost
anybody anything to go there.
Leslie. The question was the 30th, 1st, and 2nd. I'm backing that up a week and just inquiring.
Well, and may I be on the staff?
Who is that?
Summer.
Summer, go ahead.
I mean, part of this issue, too, may be like, you know, I don't know if stipends are settled upon as a longstanding policy of the board, you know, $100 for 3 days may be difficult. You know, all I'm saying is this issue, you know, may be alleviated by slightly more so people can actually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, and anyway, so I'm just throwing it out there for consideration by the board. Now, $50 a day might make it a little easier for people to deal with, which is not unreasonable for a three-day out-of-town, you know, three-day out-of-town meeting. So, anyway.
Lauren? I support what Summer's saying, because olive meals were provided in Washington, D.C., but everyone has different diets, and so you really can't eat the food. Like, I have to do gluten-free, so...
And I'm vegetarian, yeah.
Yeah. So, I understand what you're saying, and if the board approves, you know, I totally support in terms of getting a stipend so that you can eat and not come to the meeting and starve or be sick when you get home.
Thank you.
Okay. So, with those understandings, we have a motion to move from the 16th, the weekend of the 16th to the 18th, to the 30th to the 2nd. Is that correct, Summer?
Yes.
Do I understand your motion correctly?
This is Jennifer. Can I say something? I that's going to be very difficult for me. I have a business conflict.
Which is?
Moving it from the 17th to the whatever, to the end of the month, into May. The May part is the conflict.
What about the week following the 16th to the 18th, the one that Leslie brought up? Would that work for a majority of people?
Summer, would you let me run this meeting, please?
Sorry.
Thank you. We have an amendment on the floor. Does anyone want to make another amendment to that? We have, I believe, there's only one at the moment. Is that correct? I believe that's correct. Does someone want to make...
Mr. Chair, this Richard, as I have written this down, and you may correct me, Summer amended to make that April meeting April 30th through May the 2nd, and that there be a $60 a day per diem.
I thought it was 50.
Was it 50?
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't a motion. It was the discussion between LaVon and Summer.
That was discussion. That needs to be in there somewhere.
It's discussion. It's not a motion. So what's in front of us is the date. We may not be able to satisfy everybody for this. We have the intention clearly stated that no one's going to go hungry at these things. Can we go to a vote on this?
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I find that kind of offensive. You know, I mean, this we're talking about people that don't have much fun, myself included. And, you know, it's very serious to those folks.
It may be serious, but what the motion in front of us does not involve that. What you have is assurances that it won't happen, and that's that. So if someone wants to move that they not only that the stipend be changed, they're free to do that, but it hasn't been done yet.
I move that we include $50 a day.
Second.
To make it what?
Have an amendment to the first motion.
I heard Sean. What was
include $50 a day as a stipend for food.
Second. And that would apply to either date. Is that correct?
For all meetings, right?
For all meetings, yeah. Or for at least what we're dealing with. Well, you know, we can make it a standing rule later on.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
I heard a second
like
to that.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to offer a substitute and maybe a point of order.
Yes.
For the sake of giving everyone as many options as possible, I'd like to start with the 23rd, 24th, 25th and work our way back for our options. And the point of order is that I think the stipend should be a separate motion.
It doesn't have to be. We had one amendment, and I think it's germane certainly to the conversation. So it can be the second amendment. It'd be the last thing. We'll have to vote on it first anyway. So whether it's a separate amendment or not, it doesn't matter too much. But you can have two amendments and. It is germane, so I would rule that it's okay to make it as an amendment. Can
so
we vote on that
second
first?
Amendment?
What's that? That's the second amendment. There are no more possible.
All right. Okay. Then I'll withdraw my amendment for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Can we move? Can we vote on the question of raising the stipend to $50 a day? Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that's the recommendation of the PNB. We now have the amendment to Fia's motion, which is to change the date from the 16th to the 18th to the 30th to the 2nd. So we'll vote on the amendment first. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Point of information.
Who wanted a point of information?
I, Alberto. Just
who is that?
Alberto?
Alberto?
Point of information.
Yes.
Speak up, Alberto. We can't hear you.
I'm trying to speak. When is when with all due respect to those people that do that, when is Easter Sunday?
Oh, it's fourth. It's earlier. In
I'm sorry. What? April the 4th?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Do I have any objection to moving the date from the 16th to the 18th to the 30th to the 2nd?
I object.
So we're going to take a vote on this. If this amendment fails, if this date fails, we'll go back to the earlier date. So, Richard, would you call the roll on having the in-person meeting on the 30th?
Okay.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Kathy.
At what point would it be appropriate to introduce the dates of the 23rd, 24th, and 25th?
If this fails, actually, it's appropriate. You could do it now. There's only one. There's only one amendment on the floor.
I'd like to amend. Amend that the meeting be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
I'd like to second that. This is Kimmery.
Okay. 23rd, 24th, 25th. Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I object. This is Jim.
Okay. So, we're going to vote on that date first. Can we go to a vote? Is there any objection to going to a vote? Okay, good. Richard, take the roll on the dates 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Of April.
Of April.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Abstain.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Rico, if you're there, I can't hear you.
Yes, can you hear me?
That's Rico,
yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Loero. Alberto?
I'm here. I'm sorry, the phone was on mute. I pass for the moment.
Okay. George Ryder, I think you can vote on this, huh?
I don't think so.
You wanna...
To make or break a tie.
Richard Uzel, yes. Mia Bediaco. Mia? You can't hear you, Nia. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Stenberg?
Yes.
Lonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimori Orendorf?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Yohan Gaza?
Yes.
Sharon McMeer.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wansala.
Yes.
It's 13 to 2 to 3.
Okay. So that amendment passes. That's an amendment to AFIA's main motion, which is now on the floor. It has, in addition to the change in the date of April, which has just been made, it has dates for July and the beginning of October. Is there any objection to those dates?
This is Jim with a point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
I have the same conflict that I had in January. I have fundraising scheduled at my station that weekend, and thus I cannot make that date that we just voted on.
Which is,
I will have to ask for another excused absence because I cannot participate.
Mr. Chair, this is Shalom. I will not be able to make that date either.
Okay.
When can Jim make?
I was in favor of April 30th.
You mean March?
Please.
Oh, April 30th.
Motion, the amendment has been made. What's in front of us now is...
Sorry, April.
July, right?
July.
The rest, which is July and October. So is there any discussion about the July or October meeting dates?
I'd like to have point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Kimmery. Is it possible that I could pass a motion that we can have another meeting in reference to the July so people can really get this schedule together? Because I think when we do this advance right now...
That's a motion to postpone consideration for the rest of this motion. How do you want to word it? So we approve the April meeting and we'll postpone consideration for the other two?
Right. I'd like to make a motion that we pass the April meeting and that we postpone making any schedules until everybody knows. Because right now it's the early part of the year. People got vacations and a lot of things come up. So I think if we have enough time to at least mull over some dates through emails and people can vote on it, or we can have another executive session or something like that to vote on the July meeting and then do the same for the October meeting. So sounds like this brother's going to be missing important meetings, but he has important things to do for the station. So
the motion is to essentially separate the question and postpone consideration of the July and October meetings till the next meeting?
Correct.
Is that okay? Till the next Zoom telephone conference.
Point of information, Chair. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I am fine with the motion. I just thought that are we going to have some kind of penciled in date so that people can at least try and start scheduling around something as opposed to leaving it
exactly
completely open and then us finding ourselves next meeting with the same situation we've got here?
I think the clear suggestion was that penciled in dates would be the ones that are being proposed.
Right. That's what I was proposing, to pencil in some dates,
email, and then everybody can know
what the dates are coming up for July.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there a second for Kamal's motion?
I didn't hear you, George. You're breaking up. What did you say?
Is there a second for Kamal's motion?
A second.
Okay. Is there any objection to Kamal's
yes.
motion? Okay.
Yes.
I'd like to move to amend.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to move that we postpone to a time certain, that time certain being our next in-person meeting. I didn't understand that it was a time certain. You read it as a motion to postpone.
It is a time certain. Yeah, it is until the next meeting. That's correct.
Okay. I, as a person who has to plan their schedule 6 to 12 months ahead, this is very useful to me to have this done.
Exactly, and that's my objection, folks. I would like to get these dates down so that we can schedule our vacations and everything else around them. I think it's more beneficial. Is there any other discussion on Shimori's motion? Amendment? Okay.
George, this is Nia. That's why I suggested on the coordinated committee that we put out dates and we poll. You know, rather than just coming up with these dates like this, have a number of dates and have people like we've done traditionally. I don't know why we veered away from what we agreed to in the coordinating committee.
Because we're the PNB. Please.
Could you please call that
please.
Order?
The We didn't agree to that, as I recall. It was suggested. I think it's a good idea, actually. I'm very sorry that we've taken this much time to do this. We could use it more valuably. However, we do have a motion on the floor, and we do need a vote on it. I'd like to go to a vote on Kimori's motion. Any objection to going to a vote? Kimori, Richard, would you call the roll on Kimori's motion, which is to postpone consideration of the second two dates to the next special meeting of the PNB, which will be our next meeting.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
What are we voting on? I don't even know what we're voting on, to be honest with you.
We're voting to postpone consideration of the last two dates until the next meeting.
Until we poll, are we going to do a poll? Is there a poll in there somewhere?
There isn't a poll in there somewhere, but in this motion, but I promise you I will do that.
Could you sign that and send it to me?
Come on.
So my answer is... Since my answer is yes, this joins the joint.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cassie Davis? Cassie
yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
I'm abstaining.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Morris Orendorf?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Pia Wangaza?
Abstain.
Shiram Agmir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Nope.
Leslie Radford?
Abstain.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Alberto Larrera?
No.
So, Alberto, I passed on you before. You passed and didn't...
No.
Sorry about that. George Ryder? Oh, you don't get a vote, George. Okay, Richard Uzzell, I'll vote no. That's 11-4. That's 11-4, 5 against, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, the second two dates will be postponed. I will, in fact... put it out on the web for people to vote on. We have to approve it at a meeting, but we can have it sort of firmed up before then. We do need to affirm the date of the April meeting. That's the main motion on the floor. Is there any objection to the date that we approved earlier for the April meeting? Okay, hearing none.
I object. This is Jim.
Richard, go take a motion. Take a roll. Is there any further discussion on this motion?
This is Jim. Again, I cannot make a meeting for the second time in a row because there is a conflict with fundraising at one of your affiliate stations, and I would like to be able to participate in the meeting. But I cannot do that by the phone, and that's the only way that I would be able to make the most recent voted on date.
Jim, is it in order? Let me think about that.
Mr. Chair, can we have everybody mute themselves? There's a lot of static on the line there. I think it's because people aren't muted.
Okay, so as it stands...
I need to make a comment as well.
Okay, go ahead.
I just noticed that I had actually double booked myself, so if we change the date, I won't be able to attend the meeting.
Okay, so I believe, Jim, it is in order to move that the date from instead of the 23rd be the 30th. We never actually got to vote on that, so it wasn't voted down. It would be another amendment to change the 23rd to the 30th if you want to make it.
I would make that amendment.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, I could not understand what Afia was saying, and I want to know what she was saying before I make
my vote.
She said
she can't make it on the 23rd either.
No, I can't make it. The 23rd is the date that I can make it.
It is the date. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, it's the date.
Okay, is there a second for Jim's motion? Okay, hearing none, it fails for a second.
I'll second the motion.
There is a second.
Okay.
Okay, so can we go to a vote on that?
And what is Jim's motion? Because I'm really having trouble hearing
it. It's to move the date to the 30th. I don't know why either. Maybe it's me. Just a minute. I can't mute. would you all try muting and to see when this goes away? Okay, are you listening? I'm about to mute myself.
Want me to take the vote? Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair, are you there?
I lost the chair.
He was muting to see if that would stop it.
I can't hear you. You're not coming across. You're not coming across,
okay.
Sir.
No, he said that I might have lost him.
He may have been muted.
Right.
Well, John, can you fix this for us? Anything we can do?
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is your vote counter. Would you like for me to take a vote on that?
We're just going to have to talk loudly and talk over this noise. I can't think of anything else to do.
George, this is me. I have a point of information for you.
Yes.
Yeah. If Steve says she can't make it on the 30th or the 23rd, because I thought we just voted on the 23rd. What did she say?
We voted on the 23rd. Afia said she could make it on the 23rd. Jim can't make it on the 23rd. He moved to change it back to the 30th. That's what we're voting on. Let's take the vote on that. Richard?
Okay, and Afia said she cannot make it, right?
I don't know.
when can she make it?
Okay, this is a vote on Jim Bennett's amendment. He set the date at April 30th. May the 2nd. Shiram Amir.
I'll pass. I'm sorry. I was disconnected, so I have to see what the motion is.
That's cool. We've all been disconnected. Tracy Rosenberg. April 30th, May 2nd.
Yes.
That was a yes, I think. Andrea Turner, Joe Gonzalez.
Pass.
John O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Pass.
Y'all are building up the suspense. Summer Reese?
Abstain,
okay. Rico Ross? Rico?
Okay, yes. Can you hear me, Mr. Chair?
So is that your question?
Yes. Rick is voting.
Good Lord.
Anybody get a vote off of Rico's party there?
Well, we know where the noise was coming from.
I'm going to say he passed. Bill Crozier.
Oh, you're right. It's quiet now.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Lorero.
It's a very moot question for me. I will pass for the moment.
Okay. George Wright, no, you don't get votes. Richard Uzel, I'll say yes. Mia Berriaco.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jager.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Kamori Orndorff.
Abstain.
Marcel Reed. Marcel? I can't hear you. Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza.
No.
Okay, we're coming back to the passes. Sharam?
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Abstain.
Rico Ross? Are you there, Rico?
Did you get my vote? I earlier I said yes.
Said
hello?
Okay.
You got it this time, Rico.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alberto Lorero. Alberto?
Yes.
Leslie would like to change her vote to yes.
Okay. And who else passed? Campbell Johnson, I think, passed.
I'll abstain.
Change my vote.
Who was that?
Marcel?
Marcel? No, Tracy?
Hello?
Hi.
Tracy, what is your vote?
I had voted yes. I'd like to change that to no.
To no. Okay. And that brings me down to Marcel. Marcel's not here, right? Okay. Did I get everybody? Six yeses and six noes and five abstains.
Okay, I abstain. The motion fails. The meeting is the 16th. The 23rd. We do need to approve that. Do I have any objection to approving the main motion for the meeting to be on the 23rd? Okay, hearing none, the motion is approved. The date will be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And that's the end of that section.